Shalom. You're listening to a podcast from becomingjewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is God. God has many names such as El Shaddai, Adonai, Elohim, Almighty, Lord, Hashem, King of the Universe. No matter what name we use, God is one and indivisible. God has no human form, and the use of terms such as the hand of God is a metaphor, since the human mind cannot comprehend God on such a profound metaphysical level. There have been many different views of God throughout the ages by various Jews. The Tanakh, the Hebrew Bible, view holds 9 basic beliefs regarding God. Monotheism, only one indivisible God. God has a name. Nobody knows what God looks like. God acts in this world. God has made a special relationship with the people of Israel. The people of Israel have a special covenant with God. God requires ethical behavior of humans. God is a personal God, and the suffering of the righteous is not understandable. The rabbinic view of God is similar to the Tanakh view and includes God's existence, monotheism, angels act as God's messengers, God judges this world, God and the people of Israel have a special bond, God is a personal God, the suffering of the righteous cannot be explained, and there is an afterlife and a physical resurrection. Philo Judaeus was a Jewish philosopher who lived in Alexandria, Egypt. His work was not accepted by contemporary Judaism. Philo's view of God includes monotheism. God cannot be described. God cannot be named. God's existence can be proven. God does not have a physical body, but he does control this world. God operates in this world through logos, and this logos is not a person. God can be approached. God has a special relationship with the people of Israel, and evil does not come from God, but from the world of matter. Maimonides was a Talmudist, philosopher, astronomer, and physician, who spent parts of his life in Cordova, Spain, and in Cairo, Egypt. The first 5 of Maimonides' 13 principles of faith deal with the belief in God and his nature. Maimonides' view of God includes God exists and has no physical body. The existence of God can be proven. The human mind cannot comprehend the totality of God, so man uses euphemisms to describe God, such as the hands of God. God created the world out of nothingness. Angels are the messengers of God. Evil results from human actions and an imperfect world. Man has free will, and man's goal in life is spiritual and intellectual perfection. The Kabbalah, which is a Jewish mystical tradition, view of God includes God exists but is unknowable. The 10 Sephirot is how God manifests himself in the world. The human body is a microcosm of the universe. God is self-limiting. The world is imperfect, and man is partners with God to help repair the world. Baruch Spinoza was a Dutch philosopher and biblical critic who spent his life in the Netherlands. Spinoza's view of God includes God and the universe are synonymous. God is not a personal God. God is beyond good and evil and is relative to human experience. Man has no free will, and the human mind remains forever. Therefore, man is immortal. Martin Buber was an essayist, translator, and editor who spent his life in Austria and Germany. Buber's view of God includes God cannot be defined, and God's existence cannot be proven. Man enters into a relationship with God when man enters into a genuine dialogue with others in man's daily activities. Laws are given by God to individuals. There was no one-time revelation at Mount Sinai. And evil comes about either through God withdrawing from man or man's own lack of decision or direction. Milton Steinberg was a Reform rabbi who spent parts of his life in New York and Indiana. Steinberg's theistic view of God includes monotheism, God is a personal spiritual being, God is all-powerful. Quantifying this, he believes that God is all good, but not necessarily all-powerful. God is all good and all-knowing. God is supernatural and transnatural. God knows man and hears and answers prayers. God is a source of good and evil, although some theists, including Steinberg, limit God's power by claiming that evil is part of the universe but does not come from God. Human shortcomings limit our knowledge of God. The existence of God cannot be logically proven and must be taken on faith. God has a relationship with mankind, and man works with God to repair the world. Mordecai Kaplan was a rabbi and founder of Reconstructionist Judaism, who spent parts of his life in Lithuania and the United States. Kaplan's view of God includes naturalistic God concept, where the world can be explained by scientifically verifiable ideas. Salvation for man is self-realization. God is manifested in the moral responsibility of man. God is a power and not a being. Miracles are part of the natural law and not a suspension of this law by God. Man does not pray to God. Prayer is the first step to self-realization. And evil is the part of life that does not allow self-realization. Erich Fromm was a psychologist and philosopher who lived in Germany and Switzerland. Fromm's view of God includes God represents the ultimate goal for humanity, God symbolizes man's mind, and God stands for man's inner experience and cannot be explained. Next, we will discuss the nature of God. God exists. The Torah begins by stating, "In the beginning God created." It does not tell who God is or how he was created. The fact of God's existence is accepted almost without a question. In general, Judaism views the existence of God as a necessary prerequisite for the existence of the universe. The existence of the universe is sufficient proof of the existence of God. God is one. One of the primary expressions of Jewish faith, recited twice daily in prayer, is the Shema, which begins, "Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad," means, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one." This single statement contains three central Jewish beliefs. There is only one God. God is a unity. He cannot be divided into parts or described by attributes. God is the only being to whom we should offer praise. God is the creator of everything. Everything in the universe was created by God, and only by God. As Isaiah said, "I am the Lord, and there is none else. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I am the Lord that does all these things." Isaiah chapter 45, verses 6 and 7. God is incorporeal. Although many places in the Tanakh and Talmud speak of various parts of God's body or speaks of God in anthropomorphic terms, Judaism firmly maintains that God has no body. Any reference to God's body is simply a means of making God's actions more comprehensible to beings living in a material world. We are forbidden to represent God in a physical form. This is considered idolatry. The sin of the golden calf incident was not that the people chose another deity, but they tried to represent God in a physical form. God is neither male nor female. God has no body, no genitalia. Therefore, the very idea that God is male or female is completely incorrect. We refer to God using masculine terms simply for convenience sake. Because Hebrew has no neutral gender, God is no more male than a book. There are times when we refer to God using feminine terms. The Shekhinah, which is a feminine word, is the manifestation of God's presence that fills the universe and is conceived of in feminine terms. God is omnipresent. God is in all places at all times. He fills the universe and exceeds its scope. Closely tied in with this idea is the fact that God is universal. He is not just the God of the Jews, he is the God of all nations. God is omnipotent. God can do anything. The belief in God's omnipotence has been tested during the many persecutions of Jews, but Jews have always maintained that God has a reason for allowing these things, even if we cannot see the reason. God is omniscient. God knows all things, past, present, and future. God is eternal. God has no beginning and no end. He will always be there to fulfill his promises. When Moses asked for God's name, he replied, "I am that I am." But the Hebrew word used, "Eya," can be present or future tense, meaning "I am what I will be," or "I will be what I will be." The ambiguity of the phrase is often interpreted as a reference to God's eternal nature. God is both just and merciful. Judaism has always maintained that God's justice is tempered by mercy, the two qualities perfectly balanced. God is holy and perfect. One of the most common names applied to God in the post-biblical period is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. God is our Father and our King. Judaism maintains that we are all God's children. A well-known piece of Jewish liturgy repeatedly describes God as Avinu Malkeinu, our Father, our King. It is said that one of God's greatest gifts to humanity is the knowledge that we are His children and created in God's image. Now we will discuss the names of God. The ineffable name, unutterable name, or tetragrammaton, which you will see spelled as a Yud He Vav He, is a holy name used only by the Kohen Gadol and the Holy of Holies. This name is never spelled out or pronounced except by the Kohen Gadol. The use of the terms Yahweh and Jehovah are misnomers. In Scripture, this name is used when discussing God's relation with human beings and when emphasizing His qualities of loving-kindness and mercy. Elohim means the lawmaker. In Scripture, this name is used when emphasizing God's might, His creative power, and His attributes of justice and rulership. El Shaddai. This name is the one written on the mezuzah scroll. Shaddai is an acronym for Shomer Dotot Israel, guardian of the doors of Israel. Adonai means my Lord. This name is commonly used when studying Torah or Talmud or when in prayer. Hashem means the name. This name is used in everyday speech as well as in Scripture. Adonai Emet means truth. Tzur Israel means the rock of Israel. Elohe Avraham Yitzchak VeYaakov means the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Eyah She'eyah means I am that I am. Avinu Malkeinu means our Father, our King. Ro'et Israel means Shepherd of Israel. HaKodesh Baruch Hu means the Holy One, praise be He. Melech HaMelechim means the King of Kings. Makom means the place or the omnipresent. Magen Avraham means the Shield of Abraham. Now we will discuss writing God's name. Judaism does not forbid the writing out of the names of God per se. However, Judaism does forbid taking the names of God in vain and erasing or defacing the names of God. Observant Jews do not write out the names of God in order to protect the names from later being erased or defaced. The commandment not to erase or deface the name of God comes from Deuteronomy chapter 12, verses 3 to 4. You shall break apart their altars, you shall smash their pillars, and their sacred cheese shall you burn in the fire, Their carved images shall you cut down, and you shall obliterate their names from that place. You shall not do this to Hashem your God. The rabbis taught that we are commanded not to erase or deface the name of God. This ruling is applicable only to permanent forms of writing a name of God. Observant Jews will be careful when writing out the names of God on non-permanent mediums such as the computer, since the names may be printed out and erased or defaced. Any permanent writings of the names of God that are old and/or unusable are to be buried in a Jewish cemetery inside a geniza, which is a box to bury holy objects, according to Jewish law.